Good morning, a Monday morning. That means Yancey Roy, Albany Bureau Chief for Newsday, joins us. Good morning, Yancey.
Good morning, Dave.
We're going to start with the issue of schools reopening this fall. The Board of Regents has a meeting today coming up with a framework for how this is going to take place.
That's right. Everyone's really talking about schools now because we're in the middle of July. Schools not far around the corner. If they're going to reopen or not reopen, how so? What are you going to do? The Board of Regents has conducted a series of forums over the last several weeks. More than 1,000 people participated. And now we're here at this point today where education officials are set to begin to outline what they think would need to be done to reopen schools. The education department itself will present a framework to the Board of Regents. Now, the governor has made the point over and over again that he, with his emergency powers, has the authority to make the final call about schools. But I do think that whatever the education professionals and the regents come up with will be a part of any kind of framework or any kind of idea of what to do with reopening. And meanwhile, there's a poll today out by Marist College that shows New Yorkers very much split on the whole idea of reopening. In fact, about 50% told Marist that they think reopening in the fall is a bad idea, and about 40% said they approve the plan.
From there to the state legislature, which is meeting later this week to come up with an agenda for the session that's coming next week.
That's right. They're ready to convene, or getting ready to convene again, for some more COVID-related legislation. That could include stuff on voting, because everyone's still very concerned on how the actual vote will be conducted this fall. Also some more issues with business as well, I believe. They're kind of finalizing the agenda. Look for them to do that later this week. And also look for them to finally announce some hearing dates about the nursing home issue, COVID in the nursing homes, and how that spread, and what were the policies that helped spread that or not.
Finally, a bit of a disturbing story about a federal grant fund that has been drained, $20 billion, that would help farmers, among others.
That's right. We had this story today. It was announced yesterday by federal administration that a grant fund for small businesses, farmers, and nonprofits that were trying to survive the pandemic has been exhausted. This was really small advance grants, up to $10,000 per applicant, so it's not a huge amount in one lump sum to any one entity. However, lots of New York employers had availed themselves of this program. In fact, nearly 400,000 employers received about $1 billion in these grants as of the first week of July. And it's always possible that Congress will act again. It's certainly clear that the program has been possible, but as of right now, the grant program for small businesses and farms has been exhausted.
We wait and see what the federal government will do. Yancey Roy, Albany Bureau Chief for Newsday. He joins us on Mondays. You can read more at newsday.com. Yancey, thanks. We'll catch up with you next week.
Thanks, Dave.